You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. The State House Education Committee continues to work on legislation that would create what is called an Educational Achievement Authority. That idea has drawn opposition from many education groups. Gongwer News Service reporter Chris Claver has been covering this issue, and he joins us. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Gordon.
Let's explain, first of all, for our audience, what is an Educational Achievement Authority? What would it do?
Well, it actually already exists in an interlocal agreement between Eastern Michigan University and Detroit Public Schools. And they've taken the lowest performing 15 schools from Detroit Public Schools into this. And they're trying a number of different things that would allow them to improve the achievement in those schools. And that's actually been one of the things that the educational groups are opposed to, is that they're saying that some of the things that they're doing through the EAA to improve the schools actually haven't worked, and that Kansas City Schools, where Chancellor John Covington worked before, has stopped doing some of the practices that they're doing in the current authority.
So if this bill passes, the Educational Achievement Authority would be expanded so that more school districts in the state or more schools in the state would fall under it?
Well, potentially. The way it's designed now, and this is part of why they're trying to put it into statute, is that any of the lowest performing 5% of schools in the state could be assigned to it. And the concern is that under just an interlocal agreement, it doesn't have the authority to actually take control of those schools. So they try to put it into statute. But the plan is, and it's in the bill as it stands now, is to only put in those schools that aren't improving. So they may be in the lowest 5%, but as long as they're making efforts and they're showing some improvement, then they wouldn't move over there. This would be just for the schools that aren't doing anything.
In terms of the opposition to this, is there just general opposition to the idea of this Educational Achievement Authority, or is it in the parameters and kind of the way that it's being proposed?
It's more in the way that it's being proposed. There's a couple of issues. The big issues seem to be that as it stands right now, the EAA and the school reform officer, who is the person who would assign schools to this, would become gubernatorial appointees instead of falling under the state superintendent. Right now, the state superintendent has authority to put schools into the EAA. And another is that the bills would allow the schools in this essentially statewide district to be exempt from a number of laws and regulations that the rest of the schools in the state have to follow. The third big issue that they have is that teachers in EAA schools would not be under the state's pension system, or wouldn't necessarily be in the state's pension system, which means that then everybody else has to pay a little bit more to make up for the numbers lost by teachers moving into this district.
As your report noted in today's edition of the Gongwer News Service, this was another version of the bill introduced yesterday, a substitute to address some of the concerns raised by opponents. I suppose there's a couple ways of looking at that. One is that if they're still working on substitute language, that they believe that they can reach some sort of a compromise to at least get it out of committee. Another way of looking at it is, of course, with Republican control, that there are some Republican holdouts who have some problems with this legislation. Are both of those things true?
They are. There are. Part of it is that the chair is trying to get everybody on board. And she's been working with the school groups to get this working the way that everybody wants it to work. But there are a number of concerns that Republicans have in how this would operate, and particularly taking away some local control and giving it to the state.
About 30 seconds left, Chris. The legislature is in session until December 20th. Do the supporters of this legislation think that they can get something through the legislature before the end of session? Because if they don't, of course, then they go back to square one after the first of the year if they wanted to pursue it. Can they get it done by December 20th?
I think that they can. Representative Lyons, the chair of the committee, is really pushing to make this happen before the end of the session.
Chris, thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks.
Chris Claver is reporter for the Gongwer News Service. You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK.